Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is making his return to the Download. Huri Kondabolu is coming to Chicago this weekend. Kondabolu is a Brooklyn-based comedian that's coming to the Hideout on the 29th. He put out a couple of albums, including the one we talked about, Mainstream American Comic. And coming up in mid-November, Kondabolu's documentary will air on True TV. It's called The Problem with Apu, a documentary about going head-to-head with a stereotype.
I hate Apu. And because of that, I dislike The Simpsons.
The whole series.
Yeah. I love The Simpsons because...
You hate yourself.
My name is Huri Kondabolu. I've had a great career filled with laughter, critical acclaim. I should be completely happy. But there's still one man who haunts me. Apu Nahasapimapetilon.
Please pay for your purchases and get out and come again.
The Simpsons, stereotypes, all races.
The problem is, we didn't have any other representation.
Cabby, 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 deli, deli,
Doctor.
You know that a white guy does the voice?
A white guy doing an impression of a white guy making fun of my father.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm making a movie about how much I dislike it.
Huri Kondabolu, welcome back to The Download.
Hey, man, it's great to be on again.
Thanks for coming back. Obviously, you're continuing to tour. Before, I want to talk to you about this documentary because it looks awesome watching the trailer. You know, as you tour around, do you find yourself, is it a greatest hits kind of tour? Or are you finding new material as you snake through the Midwest and through the area?
I mean, I feel like I'm constantly writing. I mean, this is my next hour that I'm trying to, like, get down and finalize. Like, I feel good about it. Certainly, there's some updates and things because of the election. But I think, you know, at its core, I think it's a lot of, you know, the kind of stuff I do. There's a lot of stuff about race and gender. There's discussions of, like, power dynamics. And also, I got some really silly stories and some family stuff. I'm pretty excited about what this hour is. I think it's, like, the core of what I do, but it's also new approaches and new ideas. So, yeah, man, I'm like, excited to share it with Chicago.
When do you know when an hour is ready?
I mean, I think it's the flow. You just know when you're starting to get sick of the material, that's a good sign. And also when you feel like it builds well. Because, you know, I can fill an hour, but it's about it being the right hour. Like, I really believe that stand-up is a wonderful recorded art form. I've always seen it as a recorded art form. And I want to be, you know, someone who's putting out work, not just performing, but putting out work. And I think when you see an arc in a show or when you see a bunch of pieces connect smoothly and maybe the show is taking on some themes, I think that's an hour that seems like, okay, with a few touches here and there, I can record this and put it out.
I always think about, you come up with a great joke and you can put it on a podcast with W. Kamau Bell, or you could put it on a TV show, whatever it might be. How do you pick the platform when you're talking about, even with this hour, there's a lot of different stories and funny stuff and stuff about political and race, gender, stuff that you know. How do you decide what's the best place for that joke?
Well, it always goes to the stand-up. You know, whatever it is will end up there. Even if I do it on a podcast, you know, when you do it on a podcast, it's quickly written, you're writing to a topic, and often you forget about things. But if something sticks out and you feel like you can make it stronger, that ends up in the act. And to me, everything comes down to the stand-up. Everything I do is built for the stand-up. So it will always end up there if it's good enough.
Huri Kondabolu is my guest. His documentary will air on True TV coming up here in mid-November. It's called The Problem with Apu, documentary about going head-to-head with a stereotype. This is, of course, about Apu, the character on The Simpsons. This is a documentary where you talk to other South Asian writers, comedians, actors about their reaction or their thought on the character Apu. Where'd this idea come from?
I did a piece on W. Kamau Bell's old show, Totally Biased, and I used to be a writer on it. And Kamau would have his correspondents do pieces if there was a topic that we really wanted to talk about. And so I decided to write about Mindy Kaling's new show. This was when the Mindy Project had just come out.
Right.
And so I was doing this whole write-up and trying to, like, create the history, like a brief history of South Asian representation in America to set up why the show was special. And while I was doing that, I was writing about Apu and all these, you know, different stereotypical images. And it felt kind of corny. It felt like, oh, like this again, like I'm sure this has been discussed to death and it seems cliched. And, you know, I tell this to Kamau when I was having second thoughts about writing it. And Kamau's like, this is not cliched. No one talks about Apu. Like, your community has for 20 years, but nobody outside your community ever really has. And I never really thought about that. I just assumed we were all on the same page about him. So, you know, I decided to do the piece. The piece did well, got passed around. It It went viral. It's something that people still study in college classes. People have played and put on their curriculums. So it gave me a sense that this was a bigger issue and a more interesting issue than I really thought.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to make a documentary film, and this seemed like the perfect topic because clearly there was interest in the topic, and I know there was a ton of material. There was tons of ideas, people to interview, you know, background stories, and plus it's The Simpsons. You know, I think it's really fascinating because The Simpsons, it's like still my favorite show, and The Simpsons, like, has never really been criticized, other than maybe it's not as strong as it used to be.
Yeah.
That, to me, was an interesting documentary.
It really is. And you think about that, too, even in researching, watching the trailer and learning about the documentary. You know, I'm a white guy. It's interesting because I always just assumed, wrongfully so, that it was somewhat culturally okay because nobody really – there was no protests over it. There were no, other people talking about it or getting the kind of response that you would get from other races being stereotyped. But you're absolutely correct. Think about Apu owning a Quickie Mart, the accent, everything about it. This is a stereotype that people from South Asia, South Asian descent, have had to deal with for a long time.
Right. And, you know, to me, a stereotype is annoying, but when it's the only thing you have, when it's the only character, then there's nothing to contrast it. You know, like that's all you get. And really, it's less about me and my generation, but more about my parents. You know, it's really mocking them. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's a cartoon character. But when you think about, like, the insecurities you feel thinking that no one cares about who you are and your culture, and you're embarrassed about who you are and your culture. And even if that's not childhood bullying anymore, that seeps into who you are. And, you know, it's a little different now. I think kids now are a little more spoiled. They have options. But back then, that was all we had. And it was hard to, define yourself as American when everyone's telling you you're not.
The complication of this character as well is it's played by a white man. Hank Azaria does the voice and makes no qualm about it. In the documentary, there's much footage of him explaining it in funny ways or even playing into the stereotype. It almost plays out as a modern-day minstrel. I mean, this is something that is akin to what was happening on the vaudeville circuit in the early part of the 20th century.
And that's something we talk about in the film. You know, I don't think it's the same as what, black people have had to deal with, obviously, but I do think it's part of a larger legacy that starts there. I think this kind of, minstrelsy and buffoonery and caricatures of people of color, that's been around since the beginning of this country, and we see how it still kind of plays out. I mean, The Simpsons never expected to be on 30 years, so this is kind of a fossil. Like, Apu is a fossil that we still get to see because the show is kind of the amber. You're just kind of, it's still around, and you can't believe it's still around, but it's still around. So they created it in an era where there was not going to be protest. Where there wasn't a strong enough community. And the fact that, I don't think enough people knew who we were and what we did and our culture. I mean, the only time I ever saw Hinduism in mainstream media is when Apu talked about it. The only time there was a discussion of any kind of Indian culture, it was because Apu did something. That's kind of absurd.
Another part of the absurdity of it is that this idea that people who say, oh, what's the big deal? What is it, you're a snowflake? Can't you just let this go? So overtly PC, can't we just have anything? But you call it out in the trailer. This is not a new show. This is something that you've been biting your tongue on for 28 years.
Yeah, it's something that, I've either bit my tongue on or haven't had a chance to say anything. That's the other thing. The idea of South Asian Americans speaking for themselves, that's a new concept. Like, when I started doing stand-up, there was Russell Peters, Mindy Kaling was on The Office, Aziz had started to get bigger, and there's Cal Penn. There's only a handful of people, and they were all fairly recent. So the idea of us being able to speak for ourselves and sharing our stories and, kind of filling in that picture that hadn't been filled in, that's all new.
Yeah.
I mean, it is very strange to see it.
What kind of feedback have you gotten as you put this together? Obviously, it airs in mid-November, but more and more people, not unlike me, going, yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Honestly, that's my favorite reaction, are the people that are willing to listen to the argument, all of a sudden it hits them, or people who, see it for the first time, because at least I know that people are paying attention, if that's happening. People are at least paying attention to the documentary and trying to understand it. The reactions that always frustrate me are the people that say, this is politically correct, you're a snowflake, you don't understand The Simpsons, you don't get it. And it's like, first of all, I'm a huge Simpsons fan. I do get it. Like, The Simpsons makes fun of pop culture. What's more Simpsons than me making fun of The Simpsons? I feel like it's in the tradition. And also, I hate the idea of people criticizing something they haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
It's not out. You have not seen it. So I feel like when people criticize it, you know, I've had a few hate mails, and I wrote back. I don't usually write back, but I wrote back, hey, watch the film.
Save
and
it.
Write to me after November 19th.
Right, exactly.
November 20th, I'll expect your hate mail. But for now, like, watch the film and see how you feel.
Well, the documentary, The Problem with Apu, documentary about going head-to-head with a stereotype, is on True TV on November 19th. Stand-up comedian Hari Kondabolu is coming to Chicago this weekend. He'll be at the Hideout on the 29th. Hari, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us about the documentary, but also about your stand-up. Good luck with the show this weekend.
I appreciate that, Justin. The show, the advance tickets are sold out, but there's tickets at the door, and I'd love to see you.